With the caveat that you are an economist and not a political scientist, there is a national security thing that I want to talk about with you. And that is the news earlier this week that President Trump is going to let NVIDIA sell some of its high-powered, not highest-powered, but some of its, you know, grade-A chips to the Chinese. And, of course, that is raising national security and military concerns. Also, the president's doing taking 25% off the top from NVIDIA on that one. So I guess the question is twofold. What's your level of concern about national security? And also, this is another step towards state capitalism by the Trump administration.
Yeah, I'm concerned about both, Kai. You're right to raise both of them. As a colleague of mine at the Peterson Institute, Marcher Zempa, has argued, and others on the inside have argued, you know, there is a case to be made that you don't bother putting export controls on things that China can get anyway, because then you just lose the sales, but you don't really set them back. So there's a legitimate debate about if Huawei or others can produce something similar, why not let NVIDIA sell? The problem is this change in policy isn't being driven by that. It's being driven, as you indicate, by a disregard for national security rather than a balancing. You know, if you think companies should be taxed, then tax them. Hmm. But don't say, oh, you're going to give me a private deal because I'm interested in this particular good. I mean, that's how third world potentates, whatever that nasty phrase Trump uses for bleephole countries, that's how they behave. That's not how free market economies that actually work behave.